the man of a thousand bits of knowledge, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And we are getting some sunshine now. When I was up earlier, we had clouds, and that impacted the night. We've had another mild night. You're given the weather forecast there. What you didn't say, do is take a look back this past week. This has been a pretty amazing week with temperatures. Here we are, September, mid-September, and we have temperatures that reach about 80. I can live with that in the daytime. What the surprising thing is what the temperature gets down to, how low it gets. It has not been getting very chilly. And a good example, day before yesterday, the low temperature for the day, according to the Weather Service, was 66. That is equal to our normal high temperature. Normal for this time of year right now is a high of about 66, low of about 46. And we have been nowhere near that for lows. So been quite a bit above normal. So the first half of the month, yes, almost 10 degrees above normal. The south winds that we've been getting lately, too, contribute to that temperature. And they also contribute to the fact that flight at Hawk Ridge has been very limited. There have been some hawks flying over. Matter of fact, yesterday they reported a pretty good flight of peregrine falcons, which is really interesting. Kestrels, Merlin, bald eagles, sharp-shinned hawk, they've been coming across. But what has not been coming in any good numbers has been the broad-winged hawks. The 13th of September, a few years ago, was a time when thousands of broadwing hawks were coming across. Yesterday, they reported one. So, like I said, thanks to the winds. Now, if we get winds from a different direction, especially from the northwest, we could turn around and going up to Hawk Ridge next week might be a very interesting trip. Because of the warm, mild nights, we have not gotten much of a dew. And if we haven't gotten much of a dew, we don't see a lot of the spider webs. However, they are out there. And the mild temperatures, yes, keep the spiders active because, yes, there's still a lot of insects. But we just don't see them as much if we don't have that dew collecting on the webs during the night. We also are very far behind precipitation-wise as of now. Now, you forecasted rain likely tonight. This could all change. Four-tenths, that's all. Four-tenths of an inch has been reported so far for the first 2 weeks of this month. That is less than one-fourth we normally have by this time. So, yes, warmer and drier so far. Days keep getting shorter. We are now approaching 12.5 hours of daylight, heading towards the equinox, which is 1 week from tomorrow. And then we begin the season of autumn. We are still getting beautiful stargazing. It's just been outstanding to get out and take a look at the stars after dark. We have an earlier sunset. Sunset is before 7:30 already, so we can get out and take a look. Other things of note, birds are not the only ones that start moving at this time. However, I mentioned hawks. There's a lot more than hawks. There's Canada geese every single day. I see or hear flocks of Canada geese. Blue jays, large numbers of blue jays that are flying across. Warblers. Yesterday, I saw several species of warblers. Sparrows. All these are now moving in their migration. But they're not the only ones that's impacted. Last week, I talked about the movement of snakes as every autumn. I do a lot of biking on the Munger Trail, and every autumn on the Munger Trail, I will see either garter snakes or red-belly snakes crossing. They are seeking their place. They're going to be spending the winter. Now, these temperatures we've been getting, it's hard to even think about winter, but the days keep getting shorter. And I also mentioned how this is a baby snapping turtle time. This is the time when the baby snapping turtles crawl out of the nest. You might remember way back in June, the snapping turtles climb up on land, lay eggs, and then they leave. The nest sits out there in the sunlight all summer. The eggs hatch. They turn into these little miniature adult snapping turtles. And during September at this time now, they start moving around. Well, I had a report of somebody seeing it happen this past week. I didn't see it myself, but somebody had reported it. Also of note is that we get two kinds of frogs that continue to caw at this time, gray tree frog and spring peepers. This morning I was stepped outside at still dark in the pre-dawn darkness, and there was a spring peeper out there calling. The gray tree frogs tend to call a little bit later in the day. We also have movements of butterflies. The monarch butterfly, of course, we talked about the migration. I don't think we're going to see too many here right now. There could occasionally be some, but most of them have moved on. But we have the other type. We have the butterflies that hibernate as adults, and most of them belong to a group called the anglewings. And I had a report this week of somebody watching a particular anglewing, a mourning cloak, how it crawled into a crack and just kind of grabbed a hold of what it could find in there and settled down to go to sleep. Yes, it's entering hibernation already. I had a similar thing happen on my porch a few years ago. So, yes, they are looking for a place to spend winter. Then we have other insects things. I had a report this week of a really interesting situation. This person said that out in their driveway, there was a little crack out in the driveway, and they noticed something coming up out of the crack and took a closer look, and it was winged ants. Winged ants happen late summer every year. The only time in the life of an ant where they grow wings is at that time. And what's going on is they are dispersing. They are trying out making colonies elsewhere. And they will come out in huge numbers. Sometimes it looks almost like smoke coming out from a crack, and they find some place in the soil. It doesn't have to be on a driveway, but that's where it's probably easiest to notice. I've seen it on parking lots and so forth. The ants take off. They go into a dispersal flight. They mate with the new queens. They settle, come back down, and settle into making a new colony. And then speaking of a colony, I came across a colony of a nest of hornet this week. The hornet nests at this time of year are empty. And if we're afraid about getting stung, no, it's not going to happen. What happens is they break up. The purpose of the nest was to graze the young. The young have grown. They've now gone out on their own. And the nest is no longer needed for that purpose. It will stay hanging on the tree. Usually they fall apart later in the autumn. The only survivor from the nest, everybody will die, all the workers will die. The only survivor is the queen. She is impregnated, and she will go out and find a log somewhere out in the woods and go under there and spend the winter coming out to make the colony for next year. Well, I found one of these nests this week. Also, I saw a lot of movement of green darners. That is another insect that migrates. And this is always an interesting one, out walking after dark. This week, I came across some little glowing lights along the side of the road and took a closer look, and they were glowworms. Glowworm is the larva form of the firefly, and they also have a light. They don't flash it off and on like the adults do. There's some question about why they even have that light, but nevertheless, they were out there, and they will stay alive all winter and then come back as adults next year. Trees are giving us plenty of color. Yeah, get out and take a look. It's not in its peak yet. That's going to take a little while, but we got reds of red maples, dogwood, sumac, Virginia creeper, pin cherry, hazel, raspberries, blackberries. All these are showing red leaves right now. And, of course, the orange of the sugar maple, yellows of ash, birch, poplar, basswood, elm, willow, all showing plenty of yellow. So, yes, there is good color out there. There's also some wildflowers that are still hanging around. I've been looking for three very late-blooming flowers that didn't start blooming until this past week, And a type of sunflower called Maximilian sunflower, a type of daisy known as giant daisy, and a type of aster called New England aster. And, well, I found all three of them have now started to bloom. Lots of asters still out there, some good numbers of goldenrods, a couple species of goldenrods. And, yes, things are still happening out there. And don't forget to take a walk. I had somebody ask me just yesterday about some mushrooms that they had been finding. Get out and take a walk in the woods. We have very few insects right now that can bother you. And even though it's been dry, we still have mushrooms coming around. So, yes, good time to get out and take a look. Okay, Lisa, enjoy.
All right, Larry. Thank you so much, my dear. Larry Weber is an author, educator, and dedicated radio participant. He has been our host of Backyard Almanac for lo these many years. And in case we forget, we're pretty grateful to have him on the air. Backyard Almanac, every Friday at 8:20, right here on Northland Morning.